Événements,
partage,
réseau.
Au plus proche de vous,
les anecdotes d'entrepreneurs sur WeDoBiz.
Hello, this is Samuel Pavin from IBM on WeDoBiz.com, the radio for entrepreneurs and SMBs. And today we are with Alex Deplage from Athol.com. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, you're here at IBM Smart Camp today, and you've come down from England to speak to French entrepreneurs. What did you come here to share with these French entrepreneurs?
I was here to share a little bit about our journey and our story, but more really to try and inspire budding entrepreneurs to think about building big companies and think about potentially, you know, maybe not going over to Silicon Valley to build the companies, but to build them here in France or in London or Berlin. And also to, you know, not exit too early, to not be afraid of competition, to stare it straight head on in the face and smile sweetly and take it on anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
Why not?
Definitely. Just a wee word on you and Athol.com, your company, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
what do we
what's
do?
Your background? yeah, definitely.
So Athol.com is the easiest and quickest way to book a domestic cleaner for your home. You just go to the website, pop in your postcode, select the day, time, and the number of hours you like the cleaning to take place, and we'll show you local cleaners in your area that we have vetted and interviewed in person that are also insured. They cost a flat rate, and they'll come and clean your home on an ad hoc or weekly basis. Where did we come from? Well, so it's myself and my best friend Jules and our other friend Tom. So it's two girls and a boy, and we all met actually about 8 years ago when we were working for Accenture, and we worked closely on some projects and then not so much on others, but we always kept kicking around ideas, and we kind of came across this idea of why are local services so difficult to book, or why are they difficult to find, and how much should they cost? And we took a bit of a circuitous road to get there. It was quite long and convoluted. We did something first that was more categories. But what we realized this was a real problem in the cleaning market, was that people could only really ask their friends for a recommended cleaner, or they could go online and use a cleaning agency that often pay minimum wage and are not particularly flexible. And so that was a problem we set out to solve in January of last year.
All right, so the basic is still finding a problem to fix anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
That's something I could use anyway as well for the cleaning. Basically, speaking about me using it, do you have international presence then? Or are you just like in England?
So we're across 5 cities in the UK, and one of them is obviously London, which is our home market and where the head office is. We're also operating in stealth mode in 2 other European cities. Unfortunately, I can't say what they are yet because we're still testing, and you just have to watch the press. But maybe I'll come back on when when everything's out in the open. But yeah, we definitely have European aspirations. I would love to build a pan-European business. It's one of my dreams. And so that's what we set out to do since we raised the money from Accel a couple of months ago.
Yeah, definitely dream big.
Why not?
Just a last piece of advice, the other way around, I would say, because you're actually sitting in London. Just a piece of advice for French entrepreneurs willing to go to London, maybe?
I know some absolutely fabulous French entrepreneurs that are operating in London, and they're very much part of the fabric. So I guess one of the things I would ask is, you know, what's the motivation for going to London? If it's because, you know, you think launching an English-speaking product would be beneficial, I can't think of anywhere better to go than to London. But if it's really, you know, doing something that could work anyway, then I would encourage you to stay in France and take advantage of your home environment. Should you decide to go to London, then I would just say, it's kind of the same advice, I think, than if you were going anywhere, but it's really get out there and talk to your customers and figure out what they want. Don't be presumptuous and think you understand and you know, because we thought that, and actually it's quite an arrogant approach, because when you do talk to customers, you realise that they don't behave in the way that you think that they do, or their problems are not the ones you think they are. And that's kind of the bedrock, I think, to building any business, whether that's technology or whether that's, you know, a bricks and mortar establishment. Make sure you know your market, and don't build for it until you do. So that would be what I would say.
All right, thanks very much. So that was Alex De Pleach, the founder of Hustle.com on Widubiz.
Thank you.
Cheers.